was a turtle, and he lived deep in the jungle. One thing Myrtle loved to do more than anything in the world was talk. He would talk and 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 talk. He would talk so much, all the animals of the jungle wondered if he even stopped to breathe or even sleep. One day, Myrtle was slowly creeping along the jungle floor when he came across Hippo, and Hippo was doing exercises next to a huge pond with trees everywhere. He was jumping up and down, dancing and prancing, and singing his own little songs when he accidentally slipped on a banana peel and smack! He fell into the water, causing an enormous splash, knocking down a tree, which Bird's house was in. Myrtle, he saw this, and he had to say something to Hippo. He went up to Hippo and said, "You know, you are the meanest little creature in the jungle for destroying Bird's house. I'm gonna go tell him." And Myrtle just had to tell Bird. "Bird, Bird, are you there? Are you there? Come out quick, come quick. Look, your house, it's ruined, it's in shambles, it's destroyed, it's hideous, it's ugly." And Bird came out of the trees, and he swerved out and said, "What are you talking about? My house is fine. I was just there 5 minutes ago." "Your house is ruined, it's ugly, believe me, it's true. Come quick, go back to your house." They went to where Bird's house was, and there stood Hippo. "I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to mess up your house. I'm so sorry, I accidentally slipped on a banana peel." "No, we didn't, no, we didn't, I saw him. He was getting really hot, so he just decided to jump into that pond. Oh, I know it, I really did slip on a banana peel." All the animals of the jungle were tired of him talking and talking. He would go on and talk about just different things, things he would just make up out of nowhere. The king of the jungle decided something must be done, but he didn't have an idea. He thought to himself for a moment, "I think I will get rid of this Myrtle the Turtle, since he is so annoying. I think I will ask him a few questions and find out some information about him." So he went up to Myrtle and he said, "Myrtle, I would like to know a few things about you. And please only tell me one thing when I ask you this question, because I know how you can go on talking about different things." Myrtle thought for a moment, and he said, "Well, I would like to have long claws, and I like to climb trees, and I like to eat peanut butter, and I like to make monkey noises. And I would like to go high in the sky and fly over the entire world. And I would like to have my own kingdom." "Yeah, because you can't be king anymore. And I would like to go to Africa, but I'm already in Africa." "Myrtle, I only asked you to tell me one thing. Now please, only tell me one thing that you would like to do more than anything in the world. Would that be possible?" "Oh yes, that'd be very possible. Indeed, it'd be really incredibly impossible. Possible, I mean. Not impossible, it'd be possible." "Myrtle." "Right. Well, I want to fly. I want to fly more than anything in the world. I just want to fly. Please let me fly. I want to fly over the mountains, over the seas. I want to fly to Hollywood and Las Vegas. I want to fly everywhere. Just let me fly." "Okay, I will see what can be done." And Myrtle just kept on talking about this and that and the other. And Lion got tired of listening to Myrtle jabber on about this and that and the other. So he went to go find the creature of the jungle that could fly. He came upon the swans. "I heard Turtle wants to fly more than anything in the world. Can you possibly teach him how to fly or somehow make him fly and have him fly out of here? Wouldn't that be possible?" And the swans, they thought and they thought and they thought for a very long time. And finally, one of them had an idea. And he whispered it into the other swan's ear. And they looked at each other and smiled. And one of them said, "Ah, very good, very good, very good, very good, very good." A week later, They found Myrtle slowly creeping along the jungle floor. And they said, "We heard you want to fly more than anything in the world. Is that so?" "Oh, I want to fly. I want to fly more than anything in the world. I just want to fly. Please let me fly. I want to fly everywhere, to Disneyland, Magic Mountain, everywhere, even Legoland. I want to fly everywhere." "Well, you see that stick over there? I'm going to grab onto this end of the stick, and the other swan's going to grab onto this end of the stick, and you grab onto the middle and don't let go for fear of dying from falling off the stick." So they took him up for a test flight and flew him around the jungle. And all the creatures of the jungle pointed and stared and said rude remarks because they didn't think it was fair that he was flying even though he didn't have wings. "Oh, that turtle is so dumb for wanting to fly. Oh, he's insane. He's gonna die." And Myrtle, he didn't like this one bit, and he just had to say something. So he opened up his mouth, and he let go of the stick, and he tumbled all the way down to the ground, and smack, he cracked his shell. So whenever you begin to gossip, remember Myrtle the Turtle.